With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Wow! How do I begin? Welcome to season 17, episode number 3683.
Along with Steve and Throw Hill.
The Ted Smith! And Michael! Watch out today. Once again, we play Big Dummy.
Ted's Meat and Potatoes has popular delivery options and trendy liquor. Old trendy liquor. We will play Profile This.
Plus headlines, mention shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorites. TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drinking and drunk. All right, here we go. Spirit Airlines leaves 200 stranded in the airport, but offers a rental car for them to drive home. Meanwhile, a man in Scotland receives the world's first double hand transplant, and once again, he can use a comb. To Canada, where amusement park riders are stuck for 25 minutes when a huge storm rolls in. Florida man who breaks into restaurant shows cops where his hands have been. And Taco Bell postpones the production of Mexican Pizza the Musical.
That's right.
That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. We will spin a category wheel. There we go. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, sorry.
We will spin a category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right, because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our biggest dummy has been the lovely and talented Danny, who thought Peter Pan was a dish that cannibals used to cook penis and found a way to answer 16 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy.
Big contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-421-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home Patrols, away we go. Welcome to season 17, episode number 3683. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Once again, the head chef in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Ted's Meat Potatoes. Popular delivery items and trendy liquor.
Trendy liquor.
Trendy liquor.
What are people drinking?
I'm going to say that as the summer approaches, yeah, they're going to start getting into the seltzer game.
Yeah. Well, seltzer's established. That's not trendy anymore.
Okay. Is it not trendy anymore?
It's not on the list, but I don't...
I guess it's not right. It's so ubiquitous now. People buy
these
thousands.
Mixed drinks that are becoming popular. Are these drinks that are already prepared in a can?
Or is it like Zima back in the day?
It's a combination.
Okay. All right.
So I'm saying it's liquors, cocktails.
Old trendy liquor.
Trendy liquor.
Trendy liquor.
Is that not a bar yet?
Or a liquor store. I'd go. And as people have been getting delivery like crazy, we find out what the people have been getting delivered to their door.
Hey, what are they ordering the most of in the past year?
That's coming up with the head chef and Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Oh, what else we got for you today? Oh, of course, we'll head on over to the Odyssey app for a little Men's Room Happy Hour, episode number 174. And once again, we get a little dirty big dummy.
Mm-hmm.
And today you're going to try to figure out which is not the name of an actual porn star. So we have three names that are real porn stars, one name that is not. For an example, is Oscar Meyer?
I'm going to say yes.
Is that a real porn star? Let's see here. Parker Johnson. Is that a real?
Yeah.
Is that a real porn star? Randy Manroot. There's so many to choose from here. Faye Runaway. Is that a real porn star?
Faye Runaway,
yes. Dirty Big Dummy on the way with the Men's Room Happy Hour. If you don't have the Odyssey app, download it now. Absolutely free. Search for the Men's Room Happy Hour channel. That goes live at 6 as we go live to the Happy Hour and the Odyssey app every Monday through Friday right after the program. Keep in mind, this is an explicit program, adults only. Please keep the kids out of the room. And you're invited to play along as you do with regular Big Dummy with a little Dirty Big Dummy. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. Spin a category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. So far, our biggest dummy, the lovely Danny, who took 16 questions to get one right. Every time we do like to play Big Dummy, we do a Men's Room poll. Last time, we asked you. You have to share one. And your choices were a toothbrush. As it turned out, that was the inspiration. Sarah Silverman says that she and her boyfriend, they share a toothbrush. Other options, a sexual partner, a password, or underwear. And as we ask you to follow us on Twitter, Men's Room Live, we put the poll up there every week. Here's how the voting went down. The one item you said, absolutely not, I'm not sharing this with anybody. Believe it or not, 15% said underwear.
I can believe that. I do believe that.
Which I've done, and it's weird. it is just weird. Right. At 16%, barely squeaking by the underwear, would be the toothbrush. 22% of you said, you know what, I'll share sexual partners.
Yeah. So
almost a fifth of you said, that's where I'm going. Overwhelmingly, 47% said, I'm going to share that password. Although that's probably going to get you into a lot more trouble
than sharing a sexual partner. Yeah. I think you can get more trouble with a password than you probably can a sexual partner. But either way, that's how the voting shook out. And today, as we get set for the Memorial Day weekend coming up, a little three-day weekend, the unofficial start of summer. I believe it's the start of summer in a lot of other places, but here, you know, we wait a few weeks, but either way, it's officially the beginning of it.
You know what? I've had some watermelon this week. Let's call it summer.
Yeah! That's all it takes. Ted's at, it's like Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah.
Will Ted eat this watermelon we've left on his counter? If he does,
how come you don't have any
summer starting?
How come you don't have any early rules on watermelon like eggnog?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ted.
Well, because it's Memorial Day.
So it's not yet.
Not yet. I mean, I get eggnog in a what, like mid-September. You're all like, dude, come on. It's too early.
Well, if I'm eating watermelon in February, I'll have this conversation.
Okay.
You just said it yourself. I get eggnog in September. You're like a child.
I am like a child.
Is it Christmas?
Right. In my mouth.
Yeah. People are going to start barbecuing and grilling and everything else and a lot of good outdoor foods. But either way, we're going to talk about methods of cooking today.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had polls before. We said eliminate cheese or get rid of meat or whatever the deal is. Today, it's not so much the food as it is the preparation and the method of cooking said food. So you're going to give away the method. So in other words, you can still have these foods, you just can't have them prepared this way.
Right.
The first item is going to be grilled or barbecued.
Mm-hmm.
So that includes anything that you would put on a grill. It doesn't mean you can't boil a hot dog. You can boil your hot dog. We know we're going to get a million questions. You know, like as far as pizza goes, baked is one of the options on here. But he's like, well, you can put a pizza on the grill.
Then do that.
Yeah, you do that then. For the rest of your life. Good luck going out. Good luck ordering a pizza off the grill from someplace.
Yeah. Real pizza.
I mean, really. You're going to have to make that every time you want it. That's the way it goes down. So grilled and barbecued is number one. And when we say grilled, fajitas, a panini sandwich is technically grilled. A grilled cheese sandwich.
Any burger from a fast food joint.
If it's on a flat pan, if it's on a grill, you can't have it that way. And that does basically, in my mind, eliminate the hamburger.
Sure.
Unless you want to bake one. I don't know how you're going to make one. Number two is fried.
Oh, nice rhyme.
Or deep fried. Fried or deep fried foods. They are completely gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Out of the equation. Yeah, you can't fry or deep fry anything. Number three is baked. Baking is probably the one that I utilize the most, it seems like. I bake a lot. I just cook a lot in my oven.
Yeah, it's like I don't bake a lot, but then I thought you would eliminate pizza.
And even stuff, like we were saying earlier, even things you don't want, you go, when it's oven cooked, it's not as good, like wings or fries. You can still cook them in that oven, though.
You can.
Yeah.
But how excited do you get about baked fries? You're like, yay.
I mean, the only ones that are any good are the seasoned curly fries, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's why so many people go to the Totwell if they're cooking at home.
Yeah, if you got to bake your potato
pot. Tots are the most forgiving as far as the best thing to have. And the fourth is boiled. And you go, boiled, you know, whatever. Pasta's gone. Rice is gone.
Right.
For the most part. You say, like, well, you steam rice. No, you boil it first, and then it steams out, man. You're boiling this.
And when you steam something, you're boiling water underneath it. It counts.
Right, the method is gone.
Unless it's cold soup, soup is gone.
Yeah. Right. Gazpacho for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Chili is gone. Anything in a pot. If it bubbles, it's gone. So
yeah, all right. It's a good point. I didn't think about the crock pot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's boiled for the most part.
Well.
So
you got to put liquid in there, and the liquid has to get hot. We'll just call it boiling.
To cook the rest of the things, that is boiled. So you're going to eliminate one method of cooking. Will it be grilling or barbecuing? Fried, deep fried, baked, or boiled? That is our men's room poll. All right, the game is a big dummy. 206-421-ROCK. Steve, who is our first big contestant ready to play the game, or first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello. Well, she might be big. I don't know. Hello, Julie. Welcome to the men's room.
Gentlemen.
Hola. What's up, Big Julie?
Not much, man. What's happening?
Big Julie, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, Julie, let's find out how you sit here. Eliminate one method of cooking. Grilling, barbecuing, fried, deep fried, baked, or boiled? Where are you going?
I'm going to have to go with grilling and barbecuing.
Huh. So no more. So you can do a steak. You just got to do a steak in the oven.
Yeah.
You can find a way around things.
Yep.
Just no grill.
Yep.
That'd be a tough one for me.
Somebody says, do hot dogs on a campfire qualify as grilled barbecue? Is it over an open flame? I mean, do we have to split hairs on all
this? We're going to have this all.
Yes.
We're going to have all this on.
It's over an open flame.
What if I sous vide it?
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Well, you have your sous vide hot dog.
Is that boiled?
It is boiled, and you could if you pick boiled, you can't sous vide anymore.
I do like this text. Coffee and tea is technically boiled.
Yes, it is.
Correct.
That sucks. Mm-hmm.
So drink Coca-Cola.
Hot chocolate.
Yeah. All right, Julie.
Coffee's the only thing that makes me rethink boiled. That's the one? Well, I know I look like somebody eats a lot of pasta, but for whatever reason, I just don't eat a lot of pasta. Like I was saying, like if I have anything Italian like that, it's lasagna.
But you can't have lasagna. Unless you just bake the noodles.
He's baking.
But you're not boiling the noodles first. You're baking them hard.
Well, no, they do have the pre.
They do have the pre ones.
They do have that. Right? So you can do that.
What, though? If I have a choice, I'm getting a pizza every day of the week over anything else Italian.
You boil the lasagna noodles before you put them in?
Yeah. You're supposed to.
Right. Really?
Unless you buy the ones that are kind of like pre.
That's why they dry out. That's why your lasagna is so dry, Mike.
It's never dry. It's fantastic.
You just put them in there?
Yeah.
Are they hard noodles or are they kind of pre-soaked?
No, they're hard noodles.
Really?
They are raw noodles.
Okay.
What if it's somebody else's boiled? Like, can I make a Stouffer's lasagna? Oh,
yeah. Well, but you know what? It's probably not bad if you oversauce the living hell out of it.
Yeah.
So everything has to soak in. It's probably pretty tasty.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
All right, Julie, shut up. Let's get back to the game.
Yeah, Julie.
Running her freaking mouth.
Sorry.
All right. Here is your question. What is Joey's favorite food on the TV show Friends?
Pizza?
That's a solid guess.
I'll say pasta since he's Italian.
I like, this is such a ridiculous answer. Sandwiches.
I was going to say, I think it's sandwiches.
No
specific
sandwich.
He always went on and on about sandwiches.
Wait, just sandwiches. Doesn't matter what kind, just sandwiches in general. All right, the question. How many daily tides are there?
Two.
Ta-da! You are correct. High and low.
Yes. Right there.
It's only one high tide a day.
Right in the tide.
Yeah.
We got to get out of here. There's medium tide coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a difference. Let's see. It says Allie from, where to go? Allie from Seven Seas Brewing here. It's going to crush us.
No.
A couple
beer,
other
beer
people.
Is boiled.
Beer is boiled.
Hey, this is something to think about.
Then I'm not getting rid of boiling. Seriously. Like, I drink beer every freaking day of the week.
Do they boil seltzers?
I think in all honesty, I think the one that you can get rid of here is baked.
No.
Yes, I do.
No.
Yes. I think that's the easiest one. You can do things on the grill. Trust me, I have a big green egg cookbook, and you can make desserts on that, you can bake things in that thing. If you have a different way to do it, it's a grill.
But the oven is so convenient. There's a million ways to make anything.
You can do it.
I use the oven every day, man. Honestly, whether it's a frozen pizza, the Texas toast that I have, I bake chicken all the doggone time.
Right.
That oven is constantly in use.
I use my toaster oven a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. I was about to say, the toast, right? I haven't had a microwave in like 4 or 5 years, but the toaster oven's fine.
That's my first. I think I have to get rid of the grill, man.
It's not that
I won't miss every single thing that I eat that comes from the grill, but as I go through my general menu, I think I probably eat grilled food the least.
Does the toaster count as baking?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Right, you're turning it
toaster
up to
oven.
Yeah,
right.
Man. Come on.
Oh, you mean the toaster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
does that qualify as baking the toaster?
It's the same thing. It's just upright instead of laying down, right?
You know what? You're right.
You know?
Turn it sideways, slide it in horizontally.
It's a non-open flame heat source. Convection, convention oven. It's the same doggone thing.
All right. Hello, Tommy. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Tommy.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Tommy, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right. Are you sober or are you not sober, Tommy?
I just ate a bunch of mushrooms.
Okay, Tommy. Have they kicked in yet?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. Tommy, I think you're going to do great, actually. Mm-hmm. I really do. All right. Eliminate one method of cooking. Grilling, barbecuing, fried, deep fried, baked, or boiled.
Boiled,
not baked.
Okay. Of all the boiled foods that are out there, what would you miss the most?
Wow. I don't know.
Okay, the boiling's the right answer.
Beer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess all liquor's technically boiled.
Shut up, Ted.
It's got to go through you got to heat it up. It's got to go through the still and the thumper.
Yeah. Man, oh, man, I can't give that up then.
The reason I mentioned the thumper is I watch Moonshiners.
I was going to mention you clearly have watched something, I'm guessing, in the last week based on the fact that you brought up the thumper.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. The hymn for which branch of the military begins with a line from the halls of Montezuma?
Marines.
I knew it. I knew
it.
Somehow,
it's the most famous one.
Knew it. Yeah. I had a pretty good idea.
Do you know, like, I know that one, but does anybody else know the hymn for another branch of armed service?
Negative. I don't.
That's what I'm saying. That you hear that song.
You do, but you have to know it's the Marines.
Right. I'm just saying, I'm sure the Army has one.
Isn't the Navy Anchors Away?
No, it's in the Navy.
From Village People.
Yeah, they updated.
You can sail the seven seas in the Navy.
Come on, boy, put your mind at ease.
In the Navy.
Hello, Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Bajola.
Hola.
Jeremy, sober or not sober?
Sober at the moment.
All right, Jeremy, welcome to the show. I'm Big Dummy.
Okay. Thank you.
You're going to eliminate one method of cooking. Will it be grilling, barbecuing, fried or deep fried, baked or boiled?
Ah, man, it's a tough one. I got to go deep fried. I know it's dumb, but deep fried.
Deep fried
or fried.
Fried egg included.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything fried.
I can bake it.
Pancakes fried in a pan.
I guess you could bake an egg.
You could bake an egg. You could boil an egg.
Hard-boiled egg, man, every morning.
You could poach them.
You eat hard-boiled eggs every morning.
Typically, yeah.
How bad do your farts smell?
God, you don't even want to.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I just know when I eat a lot of eggs, it smells like I ate a lot of eggs. All right,
Jeremy.
I just
like to eat first thing in the morning. That's awesome.
All right.
Good protein, eh?
It is good protein. Here's your question. Which children's character lives on the fictional island of Sodor? Or Sodor. S-O-D-O-R.
Fictional character, Barney.
You know, I don't know where Barney lives, to be honest with you.
Dallas.
And if I found out, I'd beat his ass.
He lives in Dallas.
That would be Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh!
Yeah. Come on, give me some Ringo.
It's pronounced Sador.
All right, well, we're talking about children's characters. What is the name of the group of dogs that protect Adventure Bay?
Adventure Bay, what is that, Peter Pan or something?
Paw Patrol?
It is, in fact, Paw Patrol.
I was like, I can see those little dogs.
All right, have you gotten into Paw Patrol lately?
Yeah, I haven't watched a lot of Paw Patrol.
Okay, don't. I can't explain. The shirt just makes me angry. I know there's a good lesson, and it's all about friendship, and they do the right thing, and I just like, F those dogs. Put them down. All right. I know. Seriously, man.
Sounds like you need a solution.
Call Pet Solutions. All right, your question.
Here's the two paws you asked for.
Oh, damn.
Solution handled.
I got my paw belt.
Right.
We just said your card says solved.
Right. What was Franklin Delano Roosevelt? Well, I'm sorry, was Franklin D. Roosevelt the president at the beginning or the end of the Great Depression?
And.
All right, very good.
Nice well done.
All right.
This bitch is killing me.
Good.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-421-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow morning, Arlen Mikoff.
Yeah!
Gets up at 4:30.
Mm-hmm. That's the big story right there.
And like a man in Oregon.
Stay up,
Mike. He's going to go to a gas station. Are you going to pump gas? Are you doing windows?
I'm doing windows, man.
Checking the oil?
I don't think they'll let me pump the gas because I'll start handing out too much gas.
That's a good point.
You going to autograph a dipstick?
Ooh, that's not bad.
You're going to get more gas than allotted?
I mean, I'm just that nice of a guy.
Okay.
That's not his gas.
I'm about to say, it's not my gas I'm giving up over there.
The first 90...
I'll speak for Mike. No. He's not giving out more than a lot of...
The first 99 cars at the Crescent Market at Snoqualmie Casino tomorrow morning. Lineup starts at 5:30. 5 gallons of regular unleaded gas.
Yeah. And Mike, just so you know, you were not privy to this conversation, but our very own Ryan Castle was buzzing around the office earlier.
Indeed.
He is grabbing stuff to set up for the big gas giveaway tomorrow.
Oh, very cool. Mm-hmm.
And Miles and I mentioned...
So he's going to be there at 3:30.
He will be there very early. He pointed that out, but he's also going to check to make sure they have squeegees, because if they don't, he's going to buy
one. He's buying one.
Oh, what a kind individual.
He's
going to
get you an
oil
rag. He's going to get you all the things that you need.
Okay.
You know, I really miss that about being a kid when everything was full service. You pull into a place, somebody make sure your oil is fine before you took off, or just make sure that you could see out your windows. These were important things.
They are.
It's not really things that doesn't happen anymore. Mirrors. You can be the guy that steps up and says, we're bringing this back.
You know what? Put me to work, Snoqualmie.
We're bringing this back. I do windows.
That's right.
We're going to call him Squeegee Mike.
Now, Squeegee Mike.
I'll truth aside, when you fill up with gas, do you clean your windows?
Yeah.
I do every time.
I do too.
Every time.
I do too. I'm still that guy. I'm like,
front and back, man.
I know.
That window gets absolutely
there
disgusting.
Could be 8 cars. I could be at a Shell station with 8 different pumps. Yeah. I'm the only one.
That's right.
Cleaning the window.
I do it every time.
I
feel
not
like
care.
That old guy.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Tomorrow morning, lineup starts at 5:30.
Yes.
5:30 tomorrow, Crescent Market at Snoqualmie Casino. Mike Hawkwood, you will be there. 99 cars. The first ones get 5 gallons of regular unleaded gas.
We start pumping at 7.
That's tomorrow morning. All right, the game is a big dummy, 206-421 Rock. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hey! Hello, Rebecca. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Rebecca.
You can't hear me?
Oh, there you
are. There she is.
We can hear you. Rebecca, are you sober? Not sober.
You know, I just had a little men's room. I might be getting drunk because I'm feeling... I don't take much, right?
Okay. Rebecca, let me ask you a question. Your Lucky Strikes, filtered or unfiltered?
Unfiltered.
I never would have guessed it.
Rebecca, you need to eliminate one method of cooking from our men's room poll. Will it be grilled, barbecued, fried, deep fried, baked, or boiled?
Eliminate it?
Yes.
In other words, you're never going to be able to cook this way again.
Okay, grilled.
All right. Okay. All right, Rebecca of the Echo Land. Here is your question. What California coastal town hosted the first major rock concert back in 1967?
Ouch. California coastal.
Mm-hmm.
Is there Long Beach?
Newport?
Monterey. Yeah, man. It's also where the hippies died.
It's where the Jimmy.
The movement, as people talk about, the Monterey Pop Festival.
Right.
Stuff went bad.
Now it's just a cannery.
Yeah.
I'm like almost 60.
You probably should know that.
Yeah. Okay.
Monterey is beautiful.
I've never been.
Oh, man. It's worth it.
Yeah. Actually, the only thing I've ever heard about Monterey, other than the Pop Festival, is that it's beautiful. So
it's got an awesome aquarium.
They can things there.
There's a bubble gum.
Find out what was in that guy's belly button and the cure you wanted, because I could give it to you. And I tried. I really did.
Run that ball.
Yeah.
What's in
again, Men's Room Colors. Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
No brown words there, Rebecca.
Hey, my nephew tried to get me to listen to you guys like 10 years ago, and I wait now every day just to get my laugh. But I just started listening within the last few months, and I feel really bad. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, we appreciate the fact that you listen, man.
Yeah, a lot of people, they started listening 10 years ago and then stopped 10 years ago.
No, I doubt if he did. I'm afraid he's going to hear me.
He'll never recognize your voice. You're fine.
Oh, please.
All right, here is your question, multiple choice. What is the tallest dog breed in the world? Is it Mastiff, Great Dane, or Irish Wolfhound?
Irish Wolfhound.
That's a fact. My next door neighbor had one. I'd never heard of the dog before. I did not know the dog existed. So it looks like a huge spinone, basically. So
spinone?
It kind of has longer hair for the most part.
I know what it looks like. What's a spinone? I know an Irish Wolfhound.
It's an Italian
dog.
Yeah,
but spinone.
But it has the same kind of
hair. Hey, spinone.
Yeah, it sounds like a guy's last name, Joe Spinone.
Yeah, I've never seen. Okay,
like, as far as the face goes.
Oh, no. I didn't know that was called a spinone.
Yeah, you said.
So Wolfhound.
Yeah, that's just the dog.
Wolfhounds got the same kind of like hair. I did not know the breed existed. Mm-hmm. He brings this thing home and it's a puppy, and I could not believe it was a puppy.
How big was it as a puppy?
It was not a puppy.
No,
right. It was still 8 cups of food a day. Puppy.
That's the only problem with those dogs, man. Like, I like a big dog, but the amount of food they eat is ridiculous. By the way, if you're wondering, the tallest dog in the world is a Mastiff, but the tallest breed is Irish Wolfhound.
Okay.
They pointed that out. They said, look, right now, the record holder is some, I don't know, Marmaduke-looking son of a bitch. Mm-hmm.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Hello, Riley. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Riley, sober, not sober?
Oh, definitely not sober today.
All right, Riley, welcome to the program and Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you got to eliminate one method of cooking. Grilling, barbecuing, fried, deep fried, baked, or boiled?
So, Miles, I got to go with you on this one because I grill all the time. I got 3 different grills for 3 different kinds of occasions, and I figure whatever you can bake, you can put on the grill. We go camping all the time. We make brownies on the lake just on the grill. It's fantastic. So I'm going to get rid of baking.
All right.
What are the different occasions you have these grills for? Obviously, you have the camping grill, but after that, what?
I got the camping one. I got one I use at home. And then I got another one that I kind of used in and out for various things. But for the most part, we like rent out our camping equipment and vehicle. And that's the one we kind of rent out the most because it's the smaller one. It's the one I don't really care about the most.
All right. If you're going to wow us, you invite the men's room over. You're going to grill us one thing, but it's going to be your ultimate thing. What are you grilling us?
Oh, man. I do. I learned this from my mom, too. Some teriyaki chicken wings. And they take they take like 2-3 hours to do, but they're so good.
Why do they take so long? Are you smoking them first? That indirect heat?
No. Well, I spend like 24 hours just marinating them, and then you slow cook them. Every 30 minutes, you take them out, you turn them, you re-season them, you re-put the teriyaki, you put them back in, and you do that for 5-6 times or so. It's so good.
I'm sorry you got to do all this work, but when are you inviting us over? Because that sounds delicious.
Just send it up here.
Well, next time you guys are in Albuquerque, you know, come on down.
No. We're told we shouldn't go there. It's too dangerous.
Yeah, certainly. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I would advise not to come here. I've told my family that, too. They're like, when are we going to visit you? It's like, just don't.
I'll come see you.
Just don't. Wow.
All right, here is your question. Oh, wait a minute. Why are you in Albuquerque if it's that awful?
So I was touring around before the pandemic doing the stand-up comedy thing. And then the RV that I was in got wrecked. I had met a girl. I was staying with her. The truck got stolen. I called in about that a while ago.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that, too.
Yeah. So her and I really clicked. We started a photography business, and it's been going good. There's a town called Rio Rancho that's just north of Albuquerque. Really nice place. We moved up there because it's a lot better.
Because it's not Albuquerque.
Okay. Right. Yep. Exactly, yeah.
All right, here's your question,
Miles,
Riley.
People have questions on Twitter. Air fryer, what does that count as?
Is it baking or is it frying? People point out it's a convection.
Oh, geez. I think that's I think that's baking, isn't it?
I think technically it is baking because it's just convection.
It's an oven.
You're not technically frying your food.
There's
air
no
frying.
Oil in there.
So there you go.
You can cook without oil.
Yeah.
You can't put food in a deep fryer without oil.
I mean, you can.
No matter how hot
it just won't do anything.
Yeah,
right.
It's just, you're not.
All right, Riley, here's your question. What is the flattest continent on Earth?
Flattest continent?
The flattest.
I don't know, Antarctica?
See, that was my
guess. It's got to be Australia.
It is Australia. Yeah,
Australia, really? Huh.
Well, apparently the tallest mountain in Australia is a 2-hour day hike.
Really?
It's just because a lot of people like to hike the tallest mountain on every continent.
Sure.
And they always end it in Australia, but it's just
because that's the easy one.
They can carry a beer to the top and celebrate.
Okay. All right, here's your question. What type of wood did Noah build his ark with?
What? Oak. I don't know.
No.
Mike, you know? I saw you nodding.
Gopher wood.
It is, in fact, gopher wood.
Gopher wood.
Little gopher penises.
Gopher wood.
Yes. He took erect gopher penises.
Gopher wood.
He was actually just telling him, gopher wood.
Yeah.
Bring it back to the
gopher wood. I'll be damned.
Gopher wood. All right, Riley, your question.
That's almost as good as trendy liquor.
Yeah, no. What federal holiday was known as Armistice Day until the name change in 1954?
Known as what day?
Armistice Day.
Armistice Day?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, I don't know. I've never even heard of that. Valentine's Day. Jesus.
No, come on, Mike. Idea. Think about it. It's Armistice, right? So basically this
Veterans Day.
Veterans Day? Veterans Day. That is correct.
That makes sense.
Question three. Question number three. What city was talk show host Jerry Springer mayor of from 1977 through 1978?
Jerry Springer mayor of?
He was a mayor. I'll give you a hint. The city is in Ohio.
I think he got busted there writing checks to prostitutes.
I think that's what it
was.
He
wrote a personal check.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Like, seriously, from his Wells Fargo account to Trendy Liquor for $500, and they busted him.
God, I don't know any cities in Ohio.
That is the correct state.
We can give you another hint.
What do you got?
Chili.
Yeah, there you go.
Chili?
Mm-hmm.
Scott?
Yeah, now it's, I don't know. I have to pass. I have no idea. And once you tell me, I'll freaking know it too. But
then just won't tell. We won't tell you. That way it won't bug you.
Can you name Ellis City in Ohio?
I don't know any city in Ohio.
Yes, I thought you said you crossed the country and went on a comedy tour.
You never.
No, that was just on the west side. I never really crossed the east.
Okay. It would be Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati. Of course,
you heard of Cleveland?
Yeah, all right, well, now...
Columbus, Toledo, Akron...
Dayton.
Right.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, I got two different types of rum and a beer in front of me. I don't know anything today.
And don't worry, you're not missing anything by not going there, but they are, in fact, in Ohio.
They're towns in the United States.
All right, your question. What actor voiced the character Ramon and Lovelace in the movie Happy Feet... Genie in Aladdin and Garuda in Nights at the Museum.
The only one I know is Genie, and that's Robin Williams.
All right. That's good enough. God damn. I think I butchered every name then.
He was also Teddy Roosevelt in Night at the Museum.
That's right. Wasn't he a couple of different people are?
That was just kind of his way of doing things, too. I feel like a lot of movies that he did, he played several characters.
Right, because he had all the voices.
Yeah.
And it's one guy.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Rebecca. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Rebecca, sober, not sober?
Unfortunately, I'm sober.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, Rebecca, the same question I asked the other Rebecca. Do you like your Lucky Strikes filtered or unfiltered?
I don't smoke.
Oh, man, I can't tell. All right, Rebecca, men's room poll. You got to eliminate one method of cooking. Will it be grilling and barbecuing, frying or deep fried, baked or boiled?
Baked and boiled.
Well, one or the other.
Oh, man, I got to choose. Okay, boiled.
Boiled it is. So no more coffee, no more beer,
no more pasta.
Whoa.
No more rice.
I forgot about coffee.
Would you like to change your answer?
Yeah, these are very important things to consider, you see.
Okay, baked.
Baked.
So no more pizza.
This is going to sound bad, but because of coffee and alcohol, like I'm switching to grilled.
I'm going with grilled. Like I said, I love it the most, eat it the least, make it the least, but I'm not giving up beer. I'm just not. coffee I kind of need because all the beer I drink.
What about fried, deep fried? Isn't that worth consideration in this?
No.
All right, okay. All
right. I just think there's too much stuff to make in a frying pan.
Right. I mean, that's okay. The thing. You know what?
You can poach your eggs?
I could, but I can also fry them. It's even like a scrambled egg. Technically, you're frying it, right?
Yeah.
Once you break it in
grilled cheese is called a grilled cheese, but it's technically being fried.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, man? All right. Here is your question.
Now we're doing it. We're worried about everybody else.
What about a panini press?
Grilled, right?
I think it's, no, is it? Yeah.
I guess it is. It's just a hot indoor. It's like the George Foreman grill, right?
Okay.
All right. Here's your question. Ben Haggerty from right here in Seattle is better known by what stage name?
Oh, he's the guy from Friends.
No,
Ben Haggerty?
Ben Haggerty?
There's a guy that was on Friends. That was his last name.
I believe. Well,
there's a guy named Haggerty who lived with a bear on TV, but that's not the same one. That would be Macklemore.
It is, in fact, Macklemore. Oh.
Professional golfer now.
Okay, then.
All right, your question. Who released the albums at Folsom Prison and then at San Quentin Prison?
Johnny Cash.
Well done. Like nice work. Well, nice work.
The old prison tour there.
Yes. Like prison
stuff. Weren't we trying to do our show from a prison once?
It was like a decade ago.
We
did, because half our listeners were there.
Yeah. Like half our listeners were incarcerated, right? We were like, why don't we just do a show from there? Right? Basically, we were told by security and everyone else, you really, really don't want to do that, guys. Yeah. Your heart's in the right place. We're telling you, you don't want to do that.
We're like, why?
I know. I'm still there. Mike, what's the face for? Come on, man.
We can bring beer. What could possibly go wrong?
If we do it in Pierce County.
You can't bring sausage and beer.
Have them hook up the cornbread, right? Mm-hmm. The men's room day in Pierce County.
Yeah. Oh, what'd you do?
I don't know. Do anything. We're there for
cornbread. Homicide? Sweet. Here, have a sausage. Game is a big dummy, 206-421 Rock.
Hello, Danny. Welcome to the men's room.
My dump button would be so sore.
Hola. Danny, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Danny, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, our men's room poll. Eliminate one method of cooking. Grilling, barbecuing, fried or deep fried, baked or boiled?
I think I'm going to have to get rid of grilling / barbecuing.
All right.
Everyone has the same tone of voice. No one's happy to give up any one of them. But
there's just something. No.
I just don't eat a lot of meat anyway, so it's it's going to make camping difficult maybe, but other than that, I'll survive.
For an example, if you go to Ruth Chris, they make their steak in an oven. Problem is, that oven gets up to 800, 900 degrees.
Yeah, that's why it's so good.
That's why they say, don't touch that plate or you're going to die.
Right.
On the table. Your oven doesn't do that.
Yeah, they're basically air frying it, more or less, with high convection.
What I'm saying is, you can't get to that temperature at all.
Right.
You might be able to do it with charcoal on a grill, but...
Unless you set your oven to clean and then throw a steak in there, huh? All right, here's your question. Which Spice Girl was the only one named after an actual spice?
Oh, boy. Let's see. We got...
Ted's favorite.
Not Baby.
Just
not
a pinch of spooky.
Posh Spice. I don't know.
Oh, come on. Ginger.
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 Ginger. Ginger. Oh, man. I should have known. I had the CD when I was a kid. But
really?
Wow, this will shock you. I was always a Baby fan.
Just two tablespoons of Sporty. And
he had the CD, but he wasn't listening to it.
Yeah, I know.
I was looking at the liners.
I could see the cover of that CD right now.
Is that why you have an erection?
Ginger Spice, actually, besides being a Spice Girl, a lot of people know her now because a lot of people watched F1, Drive to Survive. And she's married to the team principal of Red Bull.
Oh, really? Yeah. I'd heard she's married to a Red Bull guy. I didn't realize.
That guy sucks.
Why, because he's married to Ginger?
Nah. I don't know. I just don't. A lot of people don't like Christian. He doesn't come off the best.
You don't care for him. Okay.
I don't care for him.
All right there, Danny. Here's your question. How many pounds have you lost if you burn 3,500 calories?
That's 1 pound.
One pound, very good.
3,500 calories.
That's a lot of running, man.
That's a workout.
And you drop 1 pound.
That would be the equivalent of probably like a 8-mile run.
All right.
Somewhere in there.
I mean, yeah, see, no.
Hour and at least a half. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's too much. Don't do that.
No.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.